I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. It's one of our oldest and most elemental forms of entertainment, the spectacle of acrobats and clowns and musicians. Audiences of all ages, through the ages, have wanted not just to watch the circus, but to take part. It's this allure that propelled Wise Fool, Santa Fe's social circus troupe, through 15 years of performances and, most importantly, classes for kids and adults. Amy Christian is Wise Fool's co-founder and artistic director. Amy, it's great to have you here with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Spencer.
This concept of social circus informs both your performances and your classes. It's connected really with the idea of community.
Yes. All of our work is really based around building community because we believe that people who feel like they make a difference in their community and can work together are really going to be healthier individuals, and that's going to propel us to a healthier society.
How is the idea of social circus connected with the performances that you do, for instance?
There's kind of two different avenues to answer that, actually. One way is that the way we create work is often from a collective or a community group coming together and creating the storyline, really speaking about what issues are important to them. And then the other side of that coin is that our work is really giving people an opportunity to have their voice heard. We've gone in a lot of different directions. Wise Fool is specifically based in a social justice focus. So we've explored themes down the avenues of water rights and water use, immigration and border issues. And we've done themes that sort of seem more like just a magical journey. And a lot of times that's really just about recognizing the need for celebration and laughter and joy and how that can be part of creating change in our world.
I know that there's a balance to be maintained between entertaining people and maybe being perceived as preaching to people. How do you maintain that balance?
I believe that what the arts have to offer is the opportunity to draw people in and see something from a different perspective. We have had our nonprofit in New Mexico for 15 years, but Wise Fool actually existed in a slightly different form in San Francisco for 10 years prior to that. Wise Fool in San Francisco actually didn't really start with circus, but with giant puppetry, the concept of going to street actions and instead of having a sign and yelling at somebody, your point of view, having a beautiful giant puppet walk down the street and people stop you and go, oh, what are you doing? And then you get to talk to them and have a real dialogue. The beauty and wonder of the giant puppetry and being on stilts allows a backdoor entryway to talk about the issues that people might not want you to just come up front to them about. So one of the reasons we perform a lot in public spaces is that we try to draw really different kinds of people into a dialogue with each other. So the performance itself is less preachy, but hopefully more from a heart space of drawing you into a new perspective or just maybe questioning what you've always assumed as the only way to think of it.
Can you give me an example from one of your more recent shows about how you would mix that thematic content with a performance element?
Yeah, our most recent large-scale production that we were touring is called Seesaw, and we actually went into retreat with all the performers and the creative team, and we talked about immigration and border issues, and we looked at it from many different perspectives. And then from that, we created physical vocabulary, and two amazing kinetic sculptors up in Taos created this moving kinetic sculpture that we perform on. And it's based on the concept of a seesaw, because one of the things we kept coming back to around the human experience of immigration is that every move and everything each one of us does affects the balance all over the world. And so we created a piece where every time someone moves on this structure, it affects someone else. And I'll tell you, creating the piece was sometimes really scary because literally if you let go of something, someone else on the other side might fall and hit the ground. So it really was a whole process of holding each other in the balance.
Social circus also is a concept that applies to the classes.
Yeah, we work in public and private schools, and we also teach workshops and classes out of our studio. We often go into community centers and after-school programs and anywhere we can basically access different communities. And social circus itself is really using circus as a means to offer experiences of empowerment and engagement, especially with underserved communities. And usually that is referencing youth, but it can also be with adults. And Wise Fool does programs for both youth and adults.
And why circus? What is it about the circus arts that are so good for pursuing those ideas that you just talked about?
Well, you know, I love the question, why circus? That's my favorite question. Circus is such a magical form of physical, mental, emotional exercise. And the American Youth Circus Organization has a whole national social circus initiative happening now, and I'm one of the advisors to that, which has been an honor. And I feel like a lot of us, maybe when we're young, we go to a gym class or we try to join the basketball team or the soccer team, and we're not the fastest runner. And we get this sense that physicality and sports and those things are not for us. And the beauty of the circus is that that person might walk in and become engaged in a whole different way. And the next thing they know, they've built their confidence by spinning plates, and all of a sudden they are learning a handspring and they are learning to walk on their hands or to climb to the top of the fabric. So circus, it opens a whole magical door to a world of imagination and a place where the impossible is just something you have to work hard at. And especially in our women's program, we have a program called BUS that is a women's circus intensive that we've done for 12 years now. It challenges you in a million different ways. But people come out of it all the time and go, oh, you know what? I've always wanted to go back and get this degree, or I've always wanted to do this or that. And now I feel like I can do that. Or now I'm reunited with my body in a way I haven't been since I was 10 and told that I was too fat to try this, or I was too tall to do that, or I was too slow. Or so I've witnessed over and over and over again how the circus arts is really about feeling supported and feeling like you matter, and feeling like there's other people in the room that care about you and are going to clap for you if you get that trick. Circus is only competitive with yourself. So it teaches resiliency, because you have to keep working at something. It teaches, of course, teamwork, because in the circus, you have to work together to make it happen. And you're often holding other people's, literally their lives in your hands. And it also teaches this sense of community engagement. I matter to my community, and when I do, they recognize that I'm of value.
One of the indications that Wise Fool has been a great success during the past 15 years is that you have recently moved into a new and a bigger space.
Yay! It's nearly twice as big. We now have a studio that's large enough that we can break it in half and have multiple classes happening at once. And we just recently had our very first public performance in our new space, and we packed probably 200 people in there. And it was a huge success. It was our holiday cabaret, and it's a lovely benefit performance that all the people from Wise Fool's community come together and perform acts they're working on or things that are just a donation to the company to help us get through the winter months when the heating bill is always a little high.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with Wise Fool's Circus Luminous,
yes,
which happens every year around Thanksgiving time at the Lunzik Center. What's going on this winter in your new space?
This winter, we start our Elevate program, which is our adult circus boot camp. And then our youth and our adult classes start in the middle of January. There's a 6-week session and then another 8-week session in the spring. And we just started last year a new production that we're doing annually that's called Cirque Aspire, and it's a pre-professional production that we create through the winter with our youth and adult students together. So that'll be happening April 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And up until then, we'll be running our spring break camp and our classes and possibly having some little cabarets here and there that we don't know about yet.
So who do you want there? Who are you welcoming to these classes? What are the requirements?
Well, the great thing about getting involved with the circus is that you don't have to have any experience to come to Wise Fool. You could be somebody who hasn't even done anything physical in a decade. And of all ages, we have classes starting from four-year-olds in our Wee Kids class, and we have students who are in their 70s. So we have a really wide range from like handstand training and flexibility and aerials to b-boying, and we'll be doing some giant puppet making classes in the spring. So there's space for everyone there.
Amy Christian leads Northern New Mexico's Wise Fool. For 15 years, changing lives one circus at a time. Wise Fool's new expanded studio space opened this fall on Siler Road in Santa Fe. Visit wisefoolnewmexico.org. Amy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. That was great.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.